today is a great day, good day, to give our God praise. Amen. And He alone is worthy of all of our praise. God has done magnificent things in my life, in your life, I know. We could all give testimony of that. But we want to welcome you this morning to Calvary Baptist Church right here in Powder Springs. And want to welcome to all those that are watching by Facebook. And we appreciate you this morning. Hope the Lord will bless you in your living room or place of watching. And I hope you've had a good week this week. Hope you've had a productive week this week. And we've been trying to get some things done and at home and up here at the church. And just praise the Lord for health and ability to get around. And so we hope that you're doing good as well. I do want to mention that next Sunday morning, following service, we're going to have a special time of prayer together. Next Sunday morning being November 1st. Election Day is November 3rd. And I trust and I know, I'm sure, that we've all been praying for this coming up election. But it is time, near time, to see what the results are going to be. I do want to say, regardless of what the results are, the Lord Jesus is in control. And He's in control of all things. And I know it's kind of cliche to say, but I'll say it, that our hope is not in the White House, but our hope is in the church house. And our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And we don't claim any other foundations. They're all made of sand. And so we claim Jesus and His blood, Him being our foundation. But nonetheless, we will pray next Sunday morning. So please remember this as we get close to Election Day. Also, November the 14th, which will be a Saturday, will be our fall activity. We're combining October and November together, and we're going to have a movie night on this side of the church, outside, I believe, if my calculations are correct and my navigation is correct. And we'll have everyone will bring their own chairs and snacks, and we'll space out outside. And Lord willing, weather permitting, then we'll show a movie. And not sure what the movie's going to be, but it'll be a wholesome movie, I guarantee you. And so no worries there. And we'll have a fire pit or two outside above ground, and it'll be a great time of fellowship. And so we need that as a church body. And so we appreciate this opportunity, so pray for that. And, of course, let's remember everyone on our prayer list. Good to see Brother Harold back with us this morning. Amen. And let's continue to pray for him and his ailments that he's battling in his body. A lot of people stand in need of prayer today. We all need prayer for ourselves. But let's just remember those that were some mentioned during choir practice. And let's remember Brother Ceylon's brother, and that is Brother John Plemons, and let's remember Captain Ross, Brother Allen's captain, and let's remember all of those on our prayer list that are shut in, those that possibly have been hospitalized, have been through the hospital lately, and ask God to touch and to heal this morning. Are you glad you're here? Say amen this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're glad as well. Let's get the most as we possibly can out of the service. Let's just take our time. Let's worship and just try the best we can to allow God to dismiss anything from our minds for this 1 hour that may hinder us from hearing from the Lord. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name this morning. And Lord, we're thankful that we're able to gather together in your house, Lord. Father, I know many churches are all back in, and many things taking place and going on. They have several opportunities. But Lord, this has been the direction we've been going in. And we're thankful, Lord, that there hasn't been any outbreak of any kind in our church. We've been consistent since June, and we're proud of that. Lord, you just showed that when we use wisdom and we try to do the best we can do looking after your people, that you will bless it. Lord, I pray for these on our prayer list. Be with all the hearts, all the lives. Be with John Plemons. God, I pray that you'll touch him and his family. Lord, be with Captain Ross. Be with Miss Barbara Anderson down at the Powder Springs Rehab Center, dear Lord. And be with the children's home. We're thankful that they're well today, but yet they're making preparations of getting back in school. So bless them there. We love you this morning. Be with us. Meet with us in a mighty way. Be with the singing. And God, touch me when it's preaching time. And we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Choir, would you stand with me? Church, would you stand with us this morning? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. It's good to see you here this morning. Turn to page 57 if you need it. Let's sing a few verses of Amazing Grace. And I was telling the choir this morning, you know, I guess we've taken everything so for granted down through the years. But when you now have an opportunity to have a choir, we're thankful, amen, and to be able to sing together and to praise Him together in the house of the Lord this morning. So sing it as you sing it unto the Lord. And let's sing a few verses of Amazing Grace. Might as well just go ahead and sing it all. Don't leave that third verse out. Sing with me now on the third. For us this morning as we sing praise.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, Jesus. give God the glory.
The long dark night out on the open sea, by faith alone, sight unknown. Yet his eyes were watching me, and the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. Right through Still hold. Though this ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails may be torn, because it's
appreciate that testimony, Miss Amanda. Anybody else want to testify? Have something on your heart? Well, we appreciate the Lord and His faithfulness during this time of pandemic, pre-pandemic, and during and post. Here soon, good Lord willing, God's been faithful. Appreciate Him. All right, let's take our Bibles this morning and turn to the New Testament book of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 14. And here we're going to look into a familiar story. And hope to gain a fresh look at this old familiar story out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 14. And I do want to bow for a word of prayer, and then I will introduce the subject material this morning. Matthew, chapter number 14, just after we pray. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name one more time, and we are thankful, Lord, as we've just heard the testimony of how good You have been, how faithful You are. Help us always be reminded of and remember, Lord, the works of Your hands. We love You today, and we pray for the next few moments that You would gird up the loins of my mind. Help me, Lord, to communicate by the Holy Spirit the truths of Your word to the hearts of Your people. Someone needs to hear what I have to say today, what You are trying to say today. We love You, we thank You, and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 14, again, it's very familiar territory we have this morning. And I want to say that Jesus just performed the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 here in Matthew 14. And those verses run all the way up to verse number 21, where the Bible says, "And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children." And so this could very well, and I'm pretty sure it does, exceed 5,000 when you count the women and the kids. But then we see that Jesus begins to set the stage for another miracle. We know that the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, it was a sure enough miracle. How Jesus took the fish and the loaves of the little lad and fed everyone and had much left over. But there was another miracle in this chapter, and many times this miracle is overlooked, and that is when Jesus walked on the water. Again, I want to say that we are coming out of one miracle and we're going into another miracle. That's pretty good. It just came to my mind. We are in this chapter coming out of a miracle, and coming into a brand new miracle. And Jesus is setting the stage for that. In verse number 22, we see that how He begins to set the stage for this miracle. He says in verse 22, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side, while He sent away the multitude," or while He sent the multitudes away. And so we see that the setting stage of this miracle has to do with Jesus telling His disciples to go to the other side. And we know that in verse number 23 that Jesus went into a mountain apart to pray. Verse number 24, the ship was in a storm. And it was tossed, the Bible says in verse 24, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary." And so in between making it to the other side, there was this storm, which we're all familiar with. But in verse number 25, we see that in the darkest moment of their storm, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And so we know today that Jesus will visit us in our darkest moments, the fourth watch of the night being the darkest time of the day here in this account. And we can also gain confidence and be edified in the sense that Jesus did say, go to the other side, meaning that Jesus had a plan on the other side and that we're going to make it to the other side. But the more we read this account, we do see that there was fear in the hearts of the disciples because of their storm. In verse number 26, the Bible says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. And so not only were they afraid and they were fearful of the storm, but they were fearful that they seen some kind of spirit or apparition walking on the sea, and they cried out for fear. Verse number 27 tells us, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. This morning, that's the setting here in Matthew 14. In between miracles, after the feeding of the 5,000, and then when Jesus walked on water. And I want to read two verses, and then we will give you our title this morning. And that is verse number 28 and verse number 29. And so the disciples are on the sea in their ship. They're fearful because of the storm. They're fearful because of this spirit. In verse number 28, the Bible says, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I want to stop reading there in verse number 29. That's reading two verses, verse number 28 and verse number 29. And this morning I want to preach for a few moments on this subject, walking on water. Walking on water. No doubt Jesus was walking on water, and this within itself was a miracle. And many times when we read the Bible and when we hear teaching and preaching, we kind of just overlook this miracle, at least I have. But I want to say that Peter experienced something in these two verses that was very personal. He experienced something very personal and something very powerful that day when he indeed began to walk on water himself. He experienced something so personal and powerful that day that, in fact, no one else in Scripture besides Jesus has ever done, and that is walk on water. Think about that for a moment. Peter walked on water like the Son of God did. Nowhere else in Scripture. I stand corrected if you find someone. But I can't find anyone. This was a personal and a very powerful moment in the life of Peter. How that in the midst of a storm and Jesus showing up, in the midst of all the winds and all the waves, Jesus showing up, and yet Peter got out of that boat and walked to the Lord. What a powerful and personal experience that was. Not only that, but this also set a precedent in the life of Peter, meaning that no matter what would come Peter's way in life, he knew if he walked on water that he could handle anything else that came his way. This was a precedent that was set. I want to say this morning that walking on water is a type of faith we can have in Jesus. Walking on water is a type of faith that we can have in Christ that allows us to experience something very personal and something very powerful that will give us confidence in things that are coming down the road. Well, if we can walk on water, then we can handle anything that comes our way. And so walking on water this morning is a type of faith. Having faith in Jesus can experience what Peter did. Maybe not physically, but we can spiritually. And so this morning I want to mention a few things about Peter and how that he walked on water and how that he was never the same again. Number one, I want you to notice in verse 28, Peter's courage. Peter had courage here to get out of the boat. In verse number 28, the Bible says, And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. I want you to notice that Peter was the only disciple in the boat that night that exhibited courage. He was the only one in that boat in the midst of the storm, the winds and the waves. He was the only one that desired to get out of that boat. I want to say this morning, this was a boat of fear. This was a boat of worry. This was a boat of lack of rest. It was a boat of fear. It was a boat of worry. Yet Peter exhibited faith. He exhibited great courage to get out of that situation. To get out of that boat of fear. To get out of that boat of worry. No other disciple got out of that boat. Is there fear in your life's boat this morning? Is there worry that you're experiencing in your life's boat this morning? Is fear dominating your life? When the winds blow and you see the mountainous waves coming your way, are they crashing over you? Are you crumbling with fear? And listen, let me say this, and I want to say this as respectfully as I possibly can. But we're going through a pandemic, and it's been, I don't know how many months now. It's been a good while. And eventually, being safe, using precaution, but eventually we have got to get out of that boat of fear and come to the house of God. We all eventually got to get back to worshiping together. We got to get out of that boat of fear. Get out of that boat of anxiety and worry. And listen, I've been preaching and saying this whole time, nothing but safety and security. We heard this morning of another person who had it. And we've heard this past week of others who have died from it. In fact, Miss Marianne Sandvi, a good friend of hers, died of COVID this past week. And I'm just using church as one example. But what if this thing stretches and goes on for more weeks and months and years, and we don't miss the grocery store, we don't miss the restaurant, but we're missing the house of God, and that's not right. Listen, we need to get out of this boat of fear. Be concerned. Prepare. But be like Peter and walk on water. Experience in a very personal way how that God can protect you to come to church. How that God can exhibit His power in your life. And you can overcome these waves. You can overcome these obstacles. You can overcome these things that are trying to overcome you today. We see that Peter had courage. He was the only one. Isn't that something today? How that Peter was the only one who got out of that boat. I think of others in the Bible who God used who wasn't afraid to take a step of faith. In the midst of fear, in the midst of anxiety, in the midst of not knowing how things will work out, not knowing and being for sure where your next step will come from. Many people in the Word of God have stepped out on faith. And I think about Abraham who left Ur of the Chaldees and the Lord called him to salvation. And the Bible says that he left in Hebrews, and actually you can read in harmony to that. He left not knowing where he was going. He staggered not at the promises of God. And God used him greatly. And it was Abraham, and of course Isaac and Jacob. And we go down the list of these Bible characters who stepped out on faith. You want to hear something kind of neat? Noah stepped out on faith, but he went in the ship. It's kind of neat to contrast those two. But you see, even in Noah's ship, I believe it's Genesis chapter number 7 or 8. I believe it's chapter number 8. Where Jesus, or the Lord says, Noah, come into the ark. And so Noah knew what God's plan was in that situation. The Lord was in the ark and he went in, him and his family. They were the only souls. 8 souls were saved by water. They were the only souls that were saved. You go to the New Testament and you'll continually read one after the other how that they obeyed God. And even Jesus being the greatest example. And when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he began to pray, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not mine will, but thy will be done. And if you keep reading the different accounts in the Gospels, there in the Garden of Gethsemane, you'll find out that Peter, James, and John, they fell asleep and they together there in the garden. And then the Bible says that Jesus went a little farther and then he fell on his face and he prayed. Jesus showed energy in the garden. Jesus showed dedication in that Garden of Gethsemane that day. He went a little farther in spite of the pain and in spite of the agony, getting ready to bear the sins of the world upon his shoulders and in his life, of giving of his life. Listen, I said all of that to say this, that Peter was showing courage. This ship was in a storm, and there were winds, and there were waves. Verse 24 says so, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds were contrary. And there were many disciples in this ship, but Peter stepped out of this ship. What is God calling you to step out of and into or onto? I believe the Lord wants us to prepare ourselves, and the Lord wants us to be precautionate in the areas of life, not just the pandemic, but be responsible in all of those things. But the moment that fear creeps in, fear eliminates faith. But on the contrary to that, faith eliminates fear. And the moment that fear creeps into our life, it suffocates our spiritual life. It is a spiritual anaconda is what it is. It chokes the very life out of us. And so Peter decided to step out of the ship, and he walked on water. What is the Lord wanting you to do today? What area of life is he wanting you to step out of and into or onto? Out of a life of fear, out of a life of really being mundane. Everybody else in the boat was there. Nobody else was stepping. But it was enough for Peter. He didn't want to be monotonous. He didn't want to be mundane as a Christian. He exhibited real faith when he stepped out. Somebody said one time that, you know, in the boat there's two kinds of people. There's the rowers and the rockers. There's those who row the boat and then those who rock the boat. I want to be a boat rower if I'm in the boat, not a boat rocker. Let me mention a second thing. Not only do we see Peter's courage in verse number 28, and Peter answered him. But number two, we see Peter's caution. Anytime we decide to take a step of faith or move in a new direction, we have to be cautionary. We have to be cautionate. And notice what he says in verse number 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou. We see that Peter had courage. He was the only one. But then we see that he was cautionate. Lord, if that's you out there, bid me to come on the water. You see, this second step is very important. Because that night, those disciples, they seen a spirit. They seen an apparition. And Peter wasn't sure if it was Jesus in the beginning or not. You know, it could have been Satan out there. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 4, the Bible says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." And so when Peter was expressing courage and getting ready to take that step, and he was the only one out of everybody, he was cautionate. He said, "Lord, if it be thou." Listen, church, those watching, if we're going to take a step for God and just leading our families, leading the church, if we're going to be responsible people, we need to make sure that it's the Lord calling us, or it's the Lord out there beckoning us to get out of our fearful boat. We know he doesn't want us to live in fear. He wants us to get out of that fearful boat, but we must make sure that it's him. Peter was in the boat, and he wanted to get out of the boat. It was fearful in the boat. There was emotional pain in the boat. And so they seen this spirit. They thought it was an apparition. And I could just see Peter getting ready to... And he paused. Lord, if that be you, bid me to come on the water. There may be some here this morning. There may be some watching that are getting ready to take a step out of their situation and into a new one. Be sure it's the Lord out there. Be definite it's Jesus out there calling you. I don't like fear. Fear, it immobilizes us. I don't like to be anxious. I don't like anxiety. I don't like worry. And listen, I definitely don't want to be mediocre and stale and stagnant. But before I make any step, I got to make sure that it's the Lord out there calling. That indeed it's him that I see that I'm walking toward. It may be an apparition. It may be the devil with a hoax. You remember the story of Lot? When there came a time for Abraham and Lot to separate, Abraham had too much cattle and workers, and the same went for Lot. And the Bible says that Lot looked out and seen all the well-watered plains of Jordan. And Lot, but he pitched his tent toward Sodom. Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. And he looked out and seen all the well-watered plains. And yet he pitched his tent in the wrong direction. Sometimes in life we can be at a place where it looks like the grass is greener on the other side. Sometimes we can look around at all these other churches that are having all these functions and activities during this time and say, "Well, Calvary's not doing nothing, so I'm just going to change churches." God ain't calling you to do that. That'd be the worst decision you've ever made. Because sometimes grass does look greener on the other side, but much of the time it's artificial turf. Wouldn't that be a doozy? Take a step for God and it be artificial on the other side, wishing that you didn't take that step. Many of pastors have resigned churches in the moment of weakness when the pressure was on and everything was stacked up against them in the church. Many a times the preachers and pastors have quit and resigned and months later down the road, years possibly even, wished that they wouldn't have been so hasty in their decision. Today, whatever decision we may be faced with, you watching, whatever you may be encountered with, be sure it's the Lord that's in that direction. Be sure it's the Lord that is moving you to do something and not the enemy. And so we see Peter's caution here. We see Peter's courage, but then lastly, we see Peter's conclusion. Notice again in verse number 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, and here it is, bid me to come unto thee on the water. His conclusion was, Lord, if I'm going to step on that water and it is you over there, then you are going to have to command it to happen. You are going to have to put a solid, you're going to have to keep my foot on the water if I'm going to step out of this boat and on the water. He said, bid me, if that's you. Command it. Set it up. Because, Lord, I don't want to stay in this situation. I want to step over and be closer to you and have a personal and powerful experience. But he says that, Lord, bid me. The word bid here, it means to command or it means to order. And so Peter, literally, he was in a place of total dependability on the Lord. He was totally dependent on him. And when we get to that life where we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, we're sick and tired of fear, and we're sick and tired of anxiety, we're sick and tired of worry, we will step out of that boat because we are depending wholeheartedly with everything that's in us that Jesus will sustain us, that he will take away our fears and he will melt our doubts and he will be our dependence. And so we literally see here that was totally dependent upon God. He said, bid me come unto thee on the water. It was dark and it was dangerous that stormy night. Therefore, Peter needed the Lord to order his steps. Notice in verse number 29. And he said, come. That's all he needed was one word. All Peter needed was a place to step out of the boat. And so the Lord said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. With this one word tells us that God leads us step by step. He is our daily bread. The Bible says, Psalm 119, He talks about, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. God, he'll only give you one word at a time. And so you take that step out of that situation into a new one. Bid me, Lord, if it's you. You're sure now. You're stepping. God's faithful. He's just. He will keep me. He will sustain me. Now you need another word. Now we know when Peter got out there, he took his eyes off the Lord. He saw the wind boisterous and he saw everything that was taking place on the sea and he began to sink. But he asked the Lord to save him and he did. But I named this last point Peter's conclusion because he concluded that, Lord, if you don't do something, then I'm stuck in this boat with everybody else. If you don't do something, Lord, we may go down in this storm. We may go down and all of these things that's taking place on this sea. But Peter concluded, Lord, you're my dependency. Lord, give me a word. Is that? And he did. And so Peter walked. This morning, all you need is a word from God to help you in your situation. All you need is to be reminded this morning that the Lord loves you. That he does lead and he does guide and he does direct. So this morning we're leaning on the promises of God in our situations. This morning we see that Peter walked on the water. And no doubt, as I said a moment ago, no doubt they were going to the other side. And so this was a test in the whole boat scenario. From start to finish it was a test. The feeding of the 5,000 was accomplished and now the walking on the water was about to be displayed. Are you in a situation this morning where the circumstances of life are over your head? Don't you want to get those situations and circumstances under your feet? You can. I can. And the Lord is here to do that this morning. that want to come with a song, we'll give a verse of invitation. Walking on the water. We see his courage. We see Peter's caution, but then we see his conclusion. Is that you this morning? Is that you watching? Do you need that special touch from God? He can give it. Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. And Lord, though what we said we've heard many, many years gone by, but Lord, may it bring a freshness, just something to our hearts and lives and our minds that could help us to just be courageous during dangerous times. Be cautious during dangerous times. But let us conclude some situations during dangerous times. Lord, all we need is a word from you to walk on. And we know you'll provide the next, then the next. Someone needs to respond this morning. I pray that it'll be so. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand.